Hello, this is your Polycast for Friday, October 10th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Governor Dayton backtracks on a gas tax. Dayton wants more screenings for Ebola. And Mike McFadden pays to broadcast a debate. DFL Governor Mark Dayton said yesterday that he misspoke at a debate this week about his intention to propose a new sales tax on gasoline. Tim Pugmire reports.
Dayton appeared to be taking a firm stand during Wednesday's debate in Moorhead when he said he would make a specific proposal next year that will include a sales tax on gasoline at the wholesale level. But a day later, Dayton said he didn't phrase his response very well, and his position has not changed. He said the sales tax is among several options.
It's one of the cards that's turned face up on the table. That's what I've said. I'm not wedded to any particular strategy or any particular idea, and I'd like to hear what others have to say.
The campaign for Dayton's Republican challenger, Jeff Johnson, issued a statement blasting the reversal and suggesting the governor is not in charge of his own administration. Johnson has said he could fund transportation needs in the existing budget, but has offered few specifics. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
Governor Dayton says he will urge Minnesota's congressional delegation to review the federal decision not to include Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport in the nation's Ebola screening effort. Dayton says Minnesota has one of the largest Liberian populations in the U.S., so it might make sense to add the Twin Cities Airport to the list of five that will perform Ebola screenings on passengers arriving from West Africa. The governor said he's already discussed the issue with the CDC and was told that Minnesota's Ebola risk from travelers is considered low.
I do intend to pursue with the congressional delegation, hopefully with their support, with the federal authorities in Atlanta, to have them look at this decision and give us their reason why, medically speaking, they don't think it's necessary.
No direct flights from West Africa come to Minnesota, and anyone who travels here from that part of the world would have already been screened in most cases at least twice. Republican Senate candidate Mike McFadden is turning a Minnesota Senate debate against Democratic incumbent Al Franken into an infomercial. McFadden's campaign said today it will pay to re-air their only one-on-one debate so far. The campaign says the October 1st debate has been edited to shorten the moderator questions, but the candidate answers will air in full. McFadden says voters deserve every chance to see the two candidates side by side. The Saturday afternoon airing will cost his campaign $5,000 for the full hour, according to records on file at WFTC in the Twin Cities. Unemployed people in Minnesota are facing less competition for jobs, according to a new survey from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. Annie Baxter reports.
Deed says for every job vacancy in the second quarter, there were 1.6 unemployed people. That's the lowest reading since 2001. Oriane Casal is assistant director of the Labor Market Information Office at Deed. She says job openings picked up this spring, though growth was concentrated in low-wage occupations.
This time around, we had high growth in retail trade, in healthcare support occupations, and in food service, accommodations, some of the lower-paid occupations.
Casal says of the roughly 85,000 job openings in the second quarter, 42% were part-time, meaning less than 35 hours of weekly work. Annie Baxter, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And finally this, as cities around the state prepare for the start of winter snow plowing, they're feeling a budget pinch from a nationwide shortage of road salt. Collectively, cities, counties, and the state of Minnesota will pay millions of dollars more this year for salt. Curtis Gilbert explains why.
One of the country's largest producers of road salt is based in the Twin Cities. Cargill spokesman Mark Klein says the company has been struggling to keep up with demand this year.
We've been working weekends at our three salt mines in the United States since this summer, which is somewhat unheard of. Usually the summer's the time you kick back a little. But we've already had the pedal to the metal.
Last winter, with its ominously named polar vortex, depleted salt stockpiles around the country. And public works departments, fearing another brutal season, are ordering extra this year. There's so much demand, Klein says Cargill has had to limit the number of salt contracts it bids on.
You know, we've had to be somewhat selective of where we bid, and it's not just in Minnesota, but it's in other states as well, because we have to make sure that if we bid on a contract, we're going to have that salt available. We can't make a promise we can't keep.
Last year, Cargill put out bids to provide salt to nearly 350 Minnesota cities, counties, and sites operated by the State Department of Transportation. This year, it bid on a little more than a third of those contracts. Morton, another major salt supplier, also put out fewer bids. With supplies and competition both down, prices are going up. Bob Vosick is in charge of buying salt for MnDOT.
Roughly, we're at about a 4.3% increase of talk numbers, which is kind of what we expected given some of the supply issues that we're seeing nationally and so forth. So actually, we're quite pleased with how that turned out this year.
MnDOT plans to buy over 275,000 tons of salt this year. Cities and counties around the state will buy even more. Collectively, they've ordered over 375,000 tons for this winter. And their prices went up more than the state's did. On average, they'll see an 8% price hike this year. But because of shipping costs, varying levels of competition, and other factors, the price of salt varies widely from one city to the next. As a result, some places will experience cost increases of 20, even 30%. St. Paul, for instance, paid just over $60 a ton for salt during the last 3 years. This winter, its best bid was $80 a ton. As Public Works Director Rich Lollier told the city council recently, that adds up to real money.
As a matter of fact, the increased price for the salt that we need to buy this year ends up totaling $657,000 is the anticipated rate.
Winona County in southeastern Minnesota also got socked with a big increase. The county used to get unusually low prices thanks to its Mississippi River port, but this year, no one's selling salt for a bargain. Still, County Engineer Dave Kramer says compared to other items in his highway department budget, salt's not a major cost driver.
I don't want to be nonchalant about a price increase, but it's just not something that in the overall scheme of things that, you know, we had gotten real excited about or paid that much attention to.
Plus, Kramer says there's nothing he can really do about it. In Minnesota, road salt isn't exactly a luxury. It's a wintertime necessity. Curtis Gilbert, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Friday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again here next week.